there is a fascinating area of neurolinguistic programming called submodalities. Submodalities teach you how to change the software you run in your brain. They literally enable you to change your thinking. There are six ways in which you think. You can see in pictures, hear sounds, feel feelings, smell smells, taste tastes, and talk to yourself. These are called the modalities. Every thought you have consists of one or more of these modalities. Just for a moment, stop now and go inside. Do you notice that you're using one or more of the modalities? You do, right? Good. Now, the submodalities are the finer distinctions in the modalities. For instance, submodalities of the visual modality would be things like the size of the picture, the brightness, whether the picture is in black and white or color, whether it's a movie or a still. Examples of auditory submodalities would be the volume, the pitch, the speed, the quality, and the location of the sound. The submodalities determine what the pictures, sounds, feelings, and self-talk mean to you. The meaning of your thoughts determines how they affect you and how you behave. Learning how to change the submodalities of your thoughts enables you to finally take control of your mind. So let's do some quick submodality techniques. Can you remember a time in the past when you were really, really motivated? A specific time. As you think back to that time now, step into your body in the memory and see what you saw, hear what you heard, notice what you noticed, and begin to bring back the feelings of motivation that you had then. Keep going until you really get the feeling. It might help as well if you begin to sit in the way you would if you were motivated, breathe the same way, put the same expression on your face. I'll wait for you. Got it? Good. Now, using your imagination, I want you to take the picture you have in your mind and shrink it down into a tiny dark dot and put it in the furthest corner of the room. Good. Now, where's the motivation? Has it decreased? Or maybe disappeared altogether? Excellent. So now you know how to demotivate yourself if ever you're getting too motivated. I'm just joking. Here's the next step. Now, when I say zoom, I want you to have that small dark dot in the corner of the room rush towards you at 1,000 miles per hour, getting bigger and brighter the closer it gets to you, until it hits you and you're back in the picture big and bright. Ready? Okay. Zoom. How's that? Are you motivated again? Good. Let's do it again a few times, quickly. Ready? Zoom. And again, zoom. And again, zoom. How's that? Better than coffee for getting yourself going in the morning. Using this simple technique means you can be motivated whenever you want. You're beginning to learn how to run your brain. Okay. So one more technique. Do you have a voice in your head you use to give yourself a hard time? I thought so. So, just get that voice back right now and notice whereabouts around you the voice is located. Is it in front of you or behind? To the left or right? Is it up or down? Just get a really quick answer as to where the voice is located. Okay, just put that voice away for a while. Now imagine the most seductive, sexy, attractive voice you could ever imagine and hear it in your head right now. Now notice the location of that voice. Is it different from the first one? If it's not, you didn't come up with a sexy enough voice. So when you have a voice that is in a very different location than your hard time voice, make a quick note of its location. Good. Now get your hard time voice back and have it say your favorite beating yourself up line. You know the one. Okay, now you've got it. Move that voice to the same location as that sexy, seductive, attractive voice you had. Just move it around you into the same location, like zoop. Now, do you notice the difference it makes? Does it decrease the negative impact it has? Or maybe it makes it disappear altogether? Excellent. Now, if that didn't work, what about changing that voice to Donald Duck's voice? I mean, you could never take Donald seriously if he were trying to give you a hard time, could you? You see, the thing with submodalities is, it's your brain, it's your mind.